grace to take it off if you just give it up. Thank you, Lord, for your many blessings this week. Amen.
Amen. All right. Hebrews 1 and 6. Hebrews 1 and 6. I don't know why I'm going to take my coat off if I take my coat off. You're sitting over there in your Hawaiian shirt about to shed in, aren't you?
I would if it was decent.
All right. 1 and 6. 1 and 6. We got a little temporal clause. Temporal clause right here. Hotan.
Day.
Halin. Esagoge. Ton. Prostotokon. Ace. Tain. Oikumenain. Legay. Kai. Prostenesatosan. Alto. Pontes. Angeloi. Theu. This is quite a, you know, the Old Testament, he's just quoting the Old Testament tremendously. I think this one is from Psalm 97 and verse 7. Psalm 97 and verse 7. It starts out day, actually, you know, the week adversative conjunction is what starts the verse off. But whenever, again, all right, but whenever, again, Paul in is again, he brings in, all right, he may bring in the firstborn, all right, he brings in or he may bring in the firstborn whenever this happens, all right, hote and on. That is a, it comes from hote and on, okay, hotan. On is the third class conditional right here. All right? Undetermined with prospect of determination. I'll tell you what, for 4,000 years, Jesus Christ had not come to the earth. The promise was there, but he had not come to the earth. But when he did come in, all right? Now he's contrasting, the writer of the book of Hebrews is contrasting the Old Testament covenant with the New Testament covenant. The Old Testament covenant basically is just done away with. All it was is a promise anyway. A promise of better things to come. And when the better things come, why do you want to go back to the Old Testament? But some do. Alright? But whenever, again, he may bring in the firstborn. Prototokon. Unto eistein oikomenain. Alright. When he brings in the firstborn, ace, unto. Extension and limitation of what? Of thought or verbal action. Page 119 in your analytical Greek lexicon. All right? When he brings in the firstborn unto the inhabited earth. The inhabited earth. The earth. When did this take place? When was this fulfilled? Come on, you can quote it in Greek. Over and over again.
John 1:14.
Kai hologo sarx agenito. And the word flesh he became.
Now I have a question.
Yes.
I'm going to jump ahead to Melchizedek.
No, we can't do that yet. We can't do that right now. We got to go back here because that's a whole different subject.
All right.
And that's good. But
you know where I'm going.
Yes, I know where you're going. All right. Melchizedek was a type of him to come. Melchizedek could have been Christ. Who knows? We don't know. That's what you're going to ask me. Yeah. All right. The inhabited earth. And then he says, all right. And he says, they shall fall down and bend the knee toward, by command. Pros kene sa to son. Third person plural. First aorist imperative active. Comes from pros keneo. And it means to bend the knee toward. It means to worship. Means to do obeisance to. The whole world and all the angelic forces all together are going to worship the firstborn. Now, what does it say in Mark 7 and 7 and Luke 4 and 10? Mark 7 and 7 and Luke 4 and 10. Let's look at that. Mark 7:7 and Luke 4:10. That's what we call, these are synoptic gospels. Okay, go ahead, Brother Randall. Where are you?
In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men.
All right, in vain do they worship me. Who's talking?
Jesus.
Who's he talking to? All right. Them? He said to them, it's them that he's talking to, isn't it?
That would be the unbelievers.
Okay. They worship. They are the unbelievers. Actually, no, they are the believers. They are Israel. In vain do they worship me. All right? They had replaced the worship of God with the worship of the Word, the Torah. I should say Torah. All right? In vain do they worship me. You go to the Wailing Wall and they will kiss that Torah so many times. They'll kiss it and kiss it and kiss it. They are worshiping it. They're worshiping the wall. They'll kiss the wall. And they'll just sit there and rock and repeat the Word of God over and over again. But it says, in vain do they worship me. It is Him. Okay? Now all the world will worship Him one of these days. Okay, Mark 7:7. Okay, Luke 4:10. Luke. Matthew, Mark, Luke. 4:10. By the way, were you doing that? John 1:14, John 1:18, Acts 17:6, Psalm 97:7, Revelation 1:8, 1:13, 1:17 and 18, Hebrews 10:5, Matthew 24:15, Luke 2:13, Psalm 89:28, Colossians 1:15, Romans 8:29, Colossians 1:18. These are all cross references to this. And Luke 2:7. What's Luke 4:10 say there, brother?
For it is written, He will command His angels concerning you to guard you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go right on.
And on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
Keep on going. Now here's Jesus talking to the devil and the devil talking to Jesus. That's the devil's words right there. But he's quoting the Old Testament.
And Jesus answered and said to him, it is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished every temptation, he left him until an opportune time.
All right. And in one place there, he said, thou shalt worship the Lord God and Him only. Thou worship the Lord God and Him only. When the devil asked him to bow his knee to him, he said what? Thou shalt worship the Lord God only. All right? Now, all in verse 8. Read that one for me.
Jesus answered him, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve Him only.
All right. That's it. The Lord your God, we shall worship the Lord our God. Now, who is this person? Who is the firstborn? He is the Lord our God. He is Jehovah Elohim. All right? Or Jehovah Elohi in the possessive case. 1 in verse 7 now. 1 in verse 7. Hebrews 1 in verse 7. Chi. Pros. Man. Tous. Angelus. Lege. Ho. Poion. Tous, Angelus, how to? Come on, guys. Pneumati. Kai, tous, leiturgus. Auto, piros, phloga. All right. Let's look at that now. That's the easy one to translate, the first one, isn't it? And two are toward indeed the angels, he says. He's speaking to the angels. All right, now who is this one? This is coming from Luke 20 and verse 9, if you want to cross-reference it. Luke 4, 8 through 10, Mark 12, 35 through 7, and Psalm 110 verse 1, and the book of Job also, the first and second chapter of Job. Okay, the psalm, this is the fourth quotation, by the way, from Psalm 104 and verse 4. All right? 104 and verse 4. The one making. This is quite a statement here, by the way. Pay attention to this one really close. The one making the angels. Accusative plural. See that? Accusative plural masculine. The angel of him. And then what does it say here? Pneumate. The next one. Now, does it have a definite article in front of pneumate? All right. This translation here has been kind of controversial and everything for a time, but let's look at it. The one making the angels of him. Now, he created angels, didn't he? Did God create angels? Did he create spirits? He created spirits and he created angels. All right. The one making the spirits of him, and it says in some translation, winds. Now, angels and spirits can cause great storms. We know that from the book of Job. Just read the first and second chapter of the book of Job if you don't believe that. They can cause earthquakes. They can cause great winds. They can cause fire. All of these things. They can cause all of it. Did Elijah call down fire from heaven and consume the prophets of Baal? What happened over there in the book of Job? Did fire come down from heaven and did earthquake and great winds? And those were probably angelic hosts doing that, not good ones. Then he says spirits. You can put that winds or spirits down there. Because this is kind of a... You can look at it one way and then look at it another way. He created angels and then he created spirits. It didn't say these spirits, it just says spirits. Okay? So this is probably a different group, I would think. And the liturgus, ministers. All right, these are officers. Well, let's go to page 250 in your analytical Greek lexicon, okay? How many of you got your lexicon here tonight, Brother David? All right, you get an A+ then. Now let's see if you can go to page 250.
Get another A if I can do that.
Yeah, well, we know you know how to read numbers. All right, go over here on page 250 on the left-hand side. I remembered that. I could see that in my mind's eye. All right. Lotergos. Read what it says there in the beginning. It comes from latos and ergo. Ergo means what? Remember what ergo means? That's work. A product of employment, something you do, and latos. All right?
Lergo. A person of properly...
Property.
...who performed a public duty or service to the state at his own expense. A minister or servant. One who ministers relief.
All right. Now here we come down to the word. All right?
To perform some public service at one's expense, to officiate as a priest, to minister in the Christian church, to minister, to assist, to succor.
That means to provide. What happened to Elijah? Do you think Elijah was fed by God when there was a famine in the land? All right. That's what the word, this word means that. Now read the last one there. Are you there, Brother Randall? The last one. Laterga. Laterga.
A public service discharged by a citizen at his own expense. A
sacred.
Sacred administration. A kind office. APD.
All right. Now, the last one down there. The last one. I'll get Irma to read that one. No. What's that one say, Randall? All right. And in the Septuagint it's used. All right. This is a word that's used in the Septuagint. And also in Hebrews, the book of Hebrews. All right. So we know that. That word is a servant. It means to perform a service. So spirits do perform services for God. All right. So do angels too, don't they? Of him, belonging to him, third person pronoun, genitive singular masculine. Belonging to him, piros, that's fire, and then we have the word phloga, flame, and that's basically a predicate accusative. What does the word flame mean? What do you think? a fire flame. What does fire and flames in the Bible represent? Power. What happened there in the Shekinah glory of God? At nighttime they saw what? A pillar of fire, Piros, which typified the glory, Shekinah glory of God. What happened there on the day of Pentecost to the church that was assembled there? Okay, laps of fire, flames of fire stood on their heads, representing what? The power of God, and representing the Spirit of God. All right? These are different things that we see about the servants and of him and the flames of fire. The fiery flames. So Acts 2. All right, we see that there. We see it in the tabernacle. 1:8. Hebrews 1:8. This is quotation number 5 from Psalm 45 and verse 7. Quotation number 5. Well, it's all right. Yeah, 45, 6, and 7. 45, 6, and 7. Psalm 104 also is nearly reads the same. Close reading. Genesis 49. All right. This on Sunday morning, what we've taught in the book of Genesis is going to be closely related to this. We'll see that. Pros. They, tone, weon, ho, thronos, su, ho, theos, ace, tone, iona, tu, aionas, kai, he, rabdos, tes, euthetetos, rabdos, tes, basilia, su. Are you back there in the book of... go back to Psalm 45, 6, and 7, somebody. Psalm 45, 6, and 7. Are you there already, Irma? No? Psalm 45, 6, and 7. I'm going to get a peep out of her, I'll bet you. At least they'll know she's here. Mary Lynn. You got the Bible open there? Psalm 45, 6 and 7?
Say that again.
All right. David's there, I think. Let's see. Randall? Let's hear what King James says.
Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
All right. What's it say there? What are you, New American Standard, Brother Randall? Let's read that.
Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom.
All right. Scepter of righteousness?
Uprightness.
Uprightness. All right. Now let's go back to Genesis, verse 49. All right.
Genesis 1 and 49?
No, Genesis 49. I think that's where it is. Genesis 49 and verse 9. 49 and verse 9. Are you over there? Let's read that here.
Judah is a lion's whelp from thy prey, my son. Thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion and as an old lion who shall rouse him up. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come.
All right. Rabdos, that's the word. The rod. Aaron had one. Moses had one. Abraham had one of these. This rod. All Rabdos.
It says the rod.
Yeah.
It says singular.
Yeah, the rod. The scepter. It means the king's scepter. All right.
In other words, the scepter of righteousness that God ordained.
Yes. All right. There's only one way of salvation. And it's by the Almighty God Himself performed it. But to the Son, the throne of you... All right. To the Son, the throne of you, the God unto eternity of the eternity. Ages piled upon ages. And the rod of the righteousness, the rod of the kingdom of you. All right? Jesus will rule His people one of these days, won't He, with a rod of iron, a rhodos of iron. When He came here, was He the king? Should He have been the king on the throne of Israel instead of Herod? Herod had no right to that throne at all. All right, so we went back to Genesis 49, and we know what it's talking about here, this rod, the scepter of Him. By the way, the last verse, the last part of that verse, the basileo su, could mean basileo autu in some manuscripts, the kingdom of Him, or the kingdom of you. Of course, God is addressing God Himself. Addressing God is addressing God the Son.
So it doesn't really make any difference either way.
No, it's God. It's talking about the kingdom of His dear Son. All right? One in verse 9. Hebrews 1 and 9. Are you guys cooler over there than I am up here? This is a hot. All right. Agapesos. Dikaiosunein. Kai. And Missesos. Onomion. Dia. Tuto. Ekrisen. Si. Ho. Theos. Ho. Theos. Su. Elion. Agaliasios. Para. Tus. Metukos Su. All right, let's look at this. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 66 and verse 1, Luke 1:44. Now, some of the words that this writer uses, and I keep saying this writer because I don't know who for sure this writer is. We're going to find out here in a few verses that it probably wasn't Paul. Because there's a statement in there in Greek that it's absolutely... You can't get around it here, and I think it's in the next chapter. You have loved righteousness. You have loved justice. It's hard to get justice in this world, people. Do you know that? Hard to get justice in this world. Hard to get it. You loved righteousness, but... See the word chi there? You can translate it and right there. But I think a better translation was but. All right? Because sometimes it can mean but. Sometimes it can mean also. But right here, you have hated, you have loved righteousness, but... Now, see if this doesn't make more sense. But ye hated lawlessness. Anomion. All right? You hated lawlessness. Nomia, remember last week we looked at the word nomos? What does the word nomos mean? It means law, but it also means what? It means name to you. It means your name. You have, with your name, you have authority to sign away your life or whatever. With your name. Alright? You hated lawlessness. Diatuto. That's basically a combined word. Dia and tuto. Dia is a little preposition, page 90, if you want to look that one up. And then tutu is the demonstrative pronoun. It says, therefore, because of this, he anointed et crisem. Third person singular, first aorist, indicative active. He anointed, that comes from creo. This is what the word Christos comes from also. The Messiah. HaMashiach in Hebrew, the Messiah. He anointed you, the God. Now, is Jesus the God? Is He the God of heaven? Dakota, is Jesus the God of heaven? Marilyn? Is He the God of heaven? Mom, you think He's the God of heaven? Absolutely. He is the God. He anointed you the God. John 1:1 says what? John 1, 1 through 3. What does that say? All right, in beginning, kept on being the Jehovah, and the Jehovah kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead because he kept on... He kept on being God. He kept on being God. All right, John 1, 14. And the Word, the Jehovah flesh he became and dwelt among us. So this is what it's talking about here. John 1, 1, John 1, 14. The God of you, oil of gladness. Now here, the word para usually means beside. But right here it's in a comparative sense, and it means above and beyond. It's above and beyond. He has anointed you with oil of gladness beyond the partners of you. Beyond your partners. All right? Now, God has partners, doesn't he? He has partners. Who was out there when he created the heavens and the earth? Who was shouting for joy when he created the heavens and the earth? He had already created the spiritual forces, hadn't he? The angels and the spirits. So they were out there cheering him on, saying, yay, hallelujah, is what the Word says in Psalms. Now we have a quotation here from the Septuagint that is not in Greek at all. All right? Or not in Hebrew at all, that is, I should say.
This verse is a quotation
from the Septuagint directly. We know it's from the Septuagint. The other ones were from the Septuagint also. But right here we know this is from the Septuagint. There's no doubt about it. Okay? He uses the very same words in the Septuagint that were used before, the translations of the Septuagint. But right here we know it's from the Septuagint because it is not in the Hebrew. Okay? And he quotes Psalm 102. He quotes Psalm 102, basically 26 through 30. And this cross-references Colossians 1:16 and Colossians 1:23. And then John 1, 1 through 3. Let's look at this. Pictures the Son as the Creator. It pictures the Son as creating the whole cosmos. How many of you can quote the Hebrew Old Testament in Genesis 1 and 1? Barashith, come on, let's say it. Barashith, bara, Elohim, et hashemayim, we et haaretz. Now let's look at it. Barashith, in beginnings, created Elohim. Jesus is Elohim. He's Jehovah Elohim, okay? He's the Creator. Colossians 1, 15 and 16. John 1, 1 through 3. Let's look at John 1, 1 through 3 real quick. And then Colossians 1 and 15. We need to look at that. 1, 15 and 16. Some of them go to one, some of them go to the other. Who's got John 1, 1 through 3? Brother David.
In beginnings, kept on being the Word, and the Jehovah was with Jehovah, because the Jehovah kept on being, the same was in the beginning with God.
All right, verse number three.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
All right, that's very important right there. Now, Jehovah is the Creator. And Jesus is Jehovah. Jehovah means he who shall become. Okay, Colossians 1, 15 and 16. Are you over there, Brother Randall? Colossians 1, 15 and 16?
1, 15 and 16?
Yeah.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him.
All things tangible and intangible were created by him. All things material and spiritual were created by him. All right.
King of kings, Lord of lords.
King of kings, Lord of lords. There we have Adonai. Adonai. The Hebrew word Adonai. Now let's look at this. Kai,
si,
kot,
arkos,
kyrie, Tain, gain, ethemeleosos, kai, erga, ta, karon, su, essen, hoi, uranoi. All right. And you, according to the beginnings, all right? Lord, the earth, you did found. You build out, you laid down, you laid the foundation. Before the very foundation of the heavens and the earth, Jesus Christ stood as a lamb slain. He was the sacrifice all the time from eternity past before God ever created one thing. You did found, build, laid out, laid the foundation. Second person singular, first aorist indicative, comes from Thema Liu. All right? And the works of the hands of you. The works of the hands of you, they are the heavens. Go back to Barashith Bara, Elohim. In beginnings, created the God, the Hashemayim. Now, if you go back into Hebrew and you study Hebrew, you'll find out there's not really a word for universe or cosmos. John 3:16 says what? For God so loved the cosmos, the Hashemayim. The word Hashemayim, it means uplifted waters, it means heavens. But in there, in Genesis, the first chapter, it means all of the created universe. Alright? We'd have to translate it over, the created universe. I was supposed to bring my Septuagint tonight. The whole created universe. He so loved the whole created universe. Then, when God created the universe, He took another little piece of dirt, and He stuck out there, and He called that earth, Haaretz. Isn't this beautiful? Now just think about that for a minute. He created the whole cosmos. We, Haaretz, and the earth. He created the earth. He created the earth to be a special place because there's where He was going to place man. That's what the devil kicked up the dust fit that he did when he was cast out of heaven. But it's also where God is going to place mankind. The works of the heavens, of the hands of you, and the heavens, the plural heavens. Look at that word, uranoi. Finally, that was translated correctly, wasn't it? The works of many great artists are displayed in showings, but the works are limited to a particular small community of lookers. This is because it's not. It's the Septuagint because it's not in Hebrew.
Psalms
102. Yeah, Psalms 102, and this portion right here is not in the Hebrew Old Testament. Does not exist in the Hebrew Old Testament. So he quoted it. Somehow or another, it may have been lost at one time. All right, and they captured it in the Septuagint. Alright, but it was not, when they came back with the Hebrew Scriptures, it was not there. So we know that this is the Hebrew. We know that this is not Hebrew. This has to be the Septuagint. Okay?
And that's how you...
Well, if it's not there, brother...
And that's how you know that it was not a student of Hebrew.
No, that's right. Yeah, because he would have known. Alright? Alright. Now, there are many artworks of art that are shown on canvas and in marble and buildings and everything else, but only a small audience of lookers gets to see it. God's creation, anybody that can open their eyes or touch with their hands or smell, you can smell the flowers. You can smell the forest, can't you? You can hear the sounds of all the creation. The birds and the winds. You can see the clouds, you can see the mountaintops, you can see the seas and the rivers, you can see the legs of grass and the trees. This is the work of God's hands. The work of God's hands. You can see the flora and the fauna that God has created. All right. Let's go on a little further. One in verse 11. Altoi. Apo lunte.
See.
Day. Dia menes. Kai. Pontes. Hos. Himation. Palo thesante. All right. Now, you can cross-reference this over to Psalm 102, verse 26. Isaiah 51 and verse 6, Hebrews 8 and 13, John 1, 1 through 3 again, and Colossians 1, 14 through 16. Again, it just keeps, the writer of Hebrews keeps repeating the creative power of Jehovah the Son. Okay? And this is the book that the Jehovah Witnesses have trouble with. Right here. This is the book that really gives them trouble. Now, Jesus is the creator of the heavens and the earth, the whole cosmos, and you look at that from 1:10 through 12. That's the subject here, 1:10 through 12. And they shall perish for themselves. I remember a long time ago, I was raised listening to my grandma whistle and scrub clothes on a washboard. Later on, then they got a washing machine. A wringer washing machine. I remember that wringer washing machine. And she'd whistle and sing and wash clothes on that washing machine. Now you can take your clothes and throw them in a washing machine and turn it on and don't worry about it. It's going to clean them, wash them, rinse them, and spin them till they're almost dry without you ever going back. It does that all automatically. God programmed the ages. Right up here we have a Bible map that says God's plan of the ages. He programmed the ages. God programmed the ages and they are going to last just exactly how long they're supposed to. You know, the church age that we live in right today is going to end one of these days in a twinkle of an eye from the shout going to come from heaven. And all the dead in Christ shall rise and then all of the saved shall be caught up with Him. We look forward to that, don't we? It would be nice if it happened right now. I'd be ready for that. I'm getting tired of this purgatory business right here. It's 110 degrees here. It's hot. They, the heavens, they shall perish for themselves. Future indicative middle. Apolume. All right? Apolume. They shall perish. But you shall remain. Second person singular, present indicative active. You shall remain in the futuristic tense. And all as a garment they shall become old. All the heavens as a garment they shall become old. But you shall remain forever and ever. How old is God the Son? How old is God the Son? In the Hebrew it says, Barashit bara Elohim. In one of the beginnings created God, the heavens and the earth. But it says in John 1 and 1, it says, in arche, locity singular feminine. In the absolute extremity of eternity past, there was God and Him only, and He existed forever. That's how old the Son is. He existed forever. Forever and ever. All right. Hebrews 1 and 12. Nature is at God's mercy. God is not at nature's mercy. We are all at nature's mercy, aren't we? Huh? I tell you what, David, you've got a garden shop. You've got what do you call that?
Nursery.
That's it.
And one day without water, and it's gone.
And it's gone. Poof. If it gets too hot, if it gets too cold, you're in trouble. You're at the mercy of nature. God is not. Jesus stood up on the Sea of Galilee when there was a great storm out there and He said, peace be still. Poof. What He says is, shut up. He said, shut up. Now, if I was to tell my wife, shut up, that would probably just build a fire. She'd just go more. If I was to tell Dakota, shut up, she'd probably look at me and get mad and wouldn't talk. And go like that. If I told my mother to shut up, she'd, who do you tell me to shut up? Well, I can't tell anybody shut up. I get in trouble every time I say shut up. But Jesus got up there on the Sea of Galilee, and that storm was raging and howling and storming, and he said, shut up! And it stopped, because he is the master of the universe. All right. Kai, Jose,
Perry,
Baleon,
Eleitseis,
Autos, Hos, Himation, Kai, Ala Gesontai, Si, De, Ho, Autos, A, Kai, Ta, Ete, Su, Ek, Ek, Leps, Usen. All right. What a verse there. And as a cloak, they shall roll up. God shall roll them up. Psalm 102, verses 26 and verse 27. Hebrews 13 and 8. This word, there, elexes, they shall be rolled up. They shall roll up, or shall roll up. Revelation 6 and 14. This used two times in the New Testament, here and in Revelation 6 and 14. Very rare word. They shall roll them up. God's going to roll them up as a garment. You know how people fold their clothes? That's the way God's going to fold up the world. He's going to fold it up just like it was a pair of shorts or a t-shirt or something. He's going to fold it up just like that. The whole heavens and the earth. Also, a cumulative particle, page 208 there, Chi. It's used in a different form here. They shall be changed. Future indicative passive. They shall be changed. Alasso. But you, the same you are, and the years of you not, they shall cease or fail. They won't run out. Your years won't run out. Brother Hoyt Chastain there, I turned that video on tonight just to let you see how he was doing when he was about 86 years old, preaching like he did. Well, he's run out now. Last fall he died. He was well up in his 90s. But a long life that he lived and a productive life for the Lord, it's finished. The heavens and the earth, they roll up. But the Lord will remain the same forever. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It doesn't make any difference, does it? Jesus is always the same. Luke 23 and verse 45. Revelation 6 and 14. Psalm 102, verses 26 and verse 27, Hebrews 13 and 8. These are all cross-references to this. 1 and 13. 1 and verse 13. You know, I think it's starting to get cooler in here, isn't it? Or am I just getting so hot and sweaty?
Well, it's starting to get cooler. I've quit sweating.
Boy. 1:13. Pros-tina. Day, ton, angelo, erokin, pote, kafu, ek, dexion, mu, eos, on, tho, tus, ek, thrus, su, hipo, hipodion, ton, podon, su. All right, young lady, you're doing pretty good. You're reading those real good. They hear her voice in here. See, she's doing all right. Son of God is permanent. He is eternal. He is deity. Angels and spirits were created. But Jesus is the Creator. Because of this, toward which the ones angels he has said ever. This is a kind of a rhetorical question. It says, to which of the angels did he ever say? In other words, he didn't do that, did he? All right. Now, the Jehovah's Witness has got a problem with this one too, because he didn't talk to the angels and say to do. He didn't say to this at all. He said, "You sat out of the right side of me." All right. "You sat at the right hand of me." All right. Now, who is on the right hand of the throne? of any throne of any. The king is on the right hand. Who's on the left hand? The queen or the princess. All right. This, remember this now. This is the Lord God of heaven. And he's going to be sitting on that throne one of these days in the eternity future. And he's going to be sitting there with his bride next at his side. And the bride are those saved faithful in New Testament churches. The faithful, faithful, faithful ones. It does make a difference what you do for the Lord. It does make a difference. You sat out of the right side of me until he who's on, I place the one's enemies of you down under the feet of you. All right? That's programmed to it. This is the seventh quotation from the Septuagint. Psalm 110 and verse 1. The seventh quotation here. Matthew 5 and verse 35, James 2 and 3, Hebrews 1 and 3. This is a common idiom, by the way, this footstool business. The Jews talked about that all the time. Luke 20 and verse 43, Matthew 22, 44, Hebrews 1 and 3, Joshua 10 and 24, and Hebrews 10, 13. These are all cross-references to this. We're going to finish this one verse 14, then we're going to go. We're going to finish the first chapter tonight. Then we're going to get into the second chapter. We're skedaddling along a little bit, but we did cover some ground there, didn't we? Have you learned some more about the book of Hebrews tonight than you saw before? Uki. Pontes. Asen. Letor Gika. Numate. Ace. The Achaeon. Dia. Conion. Apostelomena. I'm looking at this machine over here. Dia, tus, melontas, pleronomein, soterion. Okay. Psalm 103 and verse 20, Daniel 7 and 10, Matthew 25, 34, Mark 10, 17, Titus 3 and 7, Hebrews 6 and 12, Romans 11, 14, 1 Corinthians 1 and 21, Hebrews 2 and 3, Hebrews 5 and 9, Hebrews 9, 28, Luke 1, 23, Hebrews 8 and 6, and 9, 21, Matthew 11, 4, verse 14, Matthew 6 and 12, and 12 and verse 17. These are all cross-references to this verse. The last of the Matthew references? Okay. Matthew 11, 14, Matthew 6 and 12, and Matthew 12 and 17. Not all, they are ministering spirits. Unto serve, being sent forth, because the ones being about to inherit salvation. All right. This is beautiful. Let's read this. Brother Randall, have you got your New American Standard out there? Let's read that right there. Hebrews 1 and 14. The Amplified Bible is a pretty good one, too. Can you hand your Amplified Bible to somebody? You want to give it? David, you want to look that one up there in the Amplified Bible? Let's look at this. I think it's going to. Are you there, Randall?
Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to render service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation?
All right. These spirits, these angels that are sent out, remember what they do? They protect you. Of course, there's evil spirits out there trying to do you in all the time, aren't there? There's two forces out here in the world. All right. Now, what's it say there in Brother David in the Amplified Bible?
Mm-hmm. 1 and 14. Are not the angels all ministering spirits, servants, sent out in the service of God for the assistance of those who are to inherit salvation?
All right. Now you can translate this. Aren't the angels servants? Aren't the spirits servants? The angels and the spirits are both servants. What are they out there for?
To
For the assistance of those that are about to inherit, being about, present participle, active, accusative, plural, masculine. Look at that. Let's go back and look at every one of them. Not all they are, third person plural, present indicative, active, ministering spirits, because of or unto, extension or limitation of thought of verbal action, to serve, being sent out, non-plural, neuter, present participle, passive, being sent out by someone else, because of the ones. Why are they sent out? Because of the ones that are about, present participle, active, accusative, plural, masculine, about, that one comes from mellow, to inherit, present infinitive, active, kleronomia, that means lot law, okay, kleros and nomia, nomos or nomio, soterion. The word soteriology comes from that, soteriology. What soteriology mean? The study of salvation. Brother, tonight I had a message on when you came in on the DVD with Hoyt Chastain and this Church of Christ preacher up there. Church of Christ preacher said nobody in the Old Testament ever had salvation under the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you something, people. There is no other way of salvation. Blood of bulls and goats never saved anybody. The blood of Jesus Christ is the only one that ever saved anyone. And if you're going to be saved any time from Adam to this day, it's going to be by the blood of Jesus Christ.
This is the same word that they call Joseph, Soter Cosmu.
Yeah, Savior of the world, Soter Cosmu. Yeah, that's it, Savior of the world. We inherit salvation. Next week we're going to come over here to 2 and verse 1 and see how great that salvation is. See how great that salvation is. And in verse 3, we're going to find out that the writer of the book of Hebrews was not an eyewitness to the ministry or of Jesus Christ. He was a secondary witness. All right? 7 and verse 9, 2000 and verse 8, or 2000, the year 2008, that is. That's where we'll quit for tonight. Thank you for enduring those hard seats and the heat. The heat was worse than the seats tonight, I think. All right. Are you learning something from it? There's some good stuff in here. A lot of good stuff. All right. Well, I'm going to turn you loose on the world, go out and do something eternal. And Brother David, would you dismiss us in prayer, please, brother?
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we just thank you for your plan of salvation that you gave to us. We may be called the sons of God. We're just in awe of how great you are and everything that you've created, Father, for your glory. Lord, we pray for our children that we can somehow impart this knowledge of who you are on their hearts, that they would have the desire to come to know you, Lord. It just hurts our hearts that they may perish, Father.